Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into our NBA draft coverage here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. 7th overall selection for the New Orleans Pelicans, Jeremiah Fears, the point guard out of Oklahoma, 6'3", 180 pounds. After that, we did see the Brooklyn Nets also made their selection, Charlie. Igor Demin, point guard out of BYU, going to the Nets with one of their many first-round selections.
You know, we've talked a little bit about the surprises so far. Like, Ace Bailey was a little bit of a surprise. Igor Demin going 8th overall to Brooklyn is definitely kind of a shocker. Like, this is a guy that's like a 6'9" point guard, though. And, you know, from a lot of the pre-draft stuff that you were hearing from a lot of the folks that cover the draft, if Jeremiah Fears was there at pick 8, the Brooklyn Nets would have taken him. They were obviously prioritizing a point guard early on in this draft with their 5 first-round picks. But the Pelicans may have just sniped the Brooklyn Nets and taken Jeremiah Fears with the 7th overall pick.
Talking about Fears, one thing I do know here the most positive about him is his ball handling.
Yeah, ball handling, great handle. I mean, the one kind of downside to him is, you know, he's a smaller guard. He's 6'2 and a half without the shoes. With the shoes, you know,
whatever,
closer
right
to like 6'3 and a half, 6'4.
Must be the shoes.
Exactly. But, you know, the shooting has been a little bit of a concern with him as well from the outside specifically. He was a 28% three-point shooter in his 1 year at Oklahoma. But it's a, like we mentioned earlier with Gus, the one word that you kept hearing over and over again with someone like Jeremiah Fears was dynamic. Every time he had the ball in his hands, he could make some magic happen. And there were some turnovers in there as well because he was a very ball-dominant player at Oklahoma, an all-SEC freshman player. But at the same time, turnovers aside, he was always a playmaker as well. So obviously, Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver put a lot of stock into what they saw from him in his freshman campaign at Oklahoma, and they liked what they saw.
Looking at our draft card here of Jeremiah Fears, his strengths, they have it listed as dynamic guard, advanced shot creation skills, gets to his spots with elite burst and a tight handle, flourishes in his mid-range game, skilled finisher, and high-level competitor. Love to hear this one. Thrives in clutch situations.
The clutch gene.
Yeah, we like that.
Absolutely. But, I mean, there's that word again, dynamic. And I think we'll probably say that a million times when leading up to this this upcoming season talking about Jeremiah Fears. But another thing that we had mentioned with Gus last hour, Steve, is that the Pelicans have been desperately looking for the point guard position for the future, right? They tried to get it with DeJounte Murray. He breaks his hand in his first game in a Pelicans uniform, tears his Achilles back in January. And I know you went out and got Jordan Poole. That may have changed the odds a little bit as far as who they were going to select with their first pick. At the same time, Poole's more of kind of like a combo guard.
Right.
So maybe they were looking still, and Jeremiah Fears is only 18 years old. He's going to turn 19 in October.
Your point of the future, for sure.
Exactly. This is a play for further down the line.
The pick is in now in for
the Toronto Raptors.
Toronto Raptors, which is Colin Murray-Boyles, the power forward.
How about that? That's another surprise. So, I mean, early on, we're seeing a couple of these here and there, Steve. Colin Murray-Boyles, number 12 on CBS Sports Big Board. You know, his pro comp as a power forward out of South Carolina is Julius Randle. And you talk about him and looking at him as a prospect. He was a very defensive-minded big, kind of a flex. Like, he's not going to be a center at the next level. He's going to be more of a four with the Toronto Raptors. But obviously, they liked what they saw. He's a really high-effort guy. And I know that if you're looking at South Carolina this past year, we were just talking about Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma. The SEC was a gauntlet this past year in college basketball.
Yeah.
Oklahoma at least made it to the NCAA tournament. South Carolina had a miserable year in basketball, but it wasn't because of Colin Murray-Boyles.
Looking here, seeing his strengths, an unconventional big 6'7", man, 239 pounds. Stout frame, great toughness, an intriguing combination of playmaking ability and defensive versatility.
That's why you kind of think of Julius Randle. I like that comp from CBS Sports about Colin Murray-Boyles. And, you know, once again, everything that you hear about him, similar thing, is just like tireless work ethic. And we've said that a couple times with these top selections in the lottery this year. This is a really fun draft class, Steve. It's a lot of really high work ethic guys that are going to give it their all once they get to the NBA level.
Looking at the Pels pick again with number 7 overall taking Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma. Curious to see if he can slot into this starting lineup right away, or is he still going to be more of a developmental guy?
I think he's a developmental piece, ultimately. Now, granted, the Pelicans do have that kind of hole at point guard with DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
And when you tear your Achilles in January, it's really tough.
Do you feel like we're going to see DeJounte this season, or
I think
is
it's
it kind
possible.
Of like a wasted year for him?
I think it's possible that you see him. The Achilles tears are brutal, especially for NBA players. It's the whole thing that we've talked about with Tyrese Halliburton, with Jason Tatum, who both toured in the postseason.
Right. You're not going to see them.
You're expecting them to miss the whole year.
Right.
It's like a 12-month recovery timeline. So maybe if you do see DeJounte Murray back in a Pelicans uniform next year, it's probably going to be closer to the second half of the season, obviously, as he kind of recovers from it. But it is a rough injury to suffer.
You know, we talked about the pros with fear, as I'm seeing some of the weaknesses, struggle to make an impact defensively.
Yes.
With his lack of strength and experience, he'll need to make strides with his frame and his jumper to maximize his talent with the ball.
He definitely doesn't have the bulkiest build in the world. As we said, he's a smaller point guard, about 6'2 and a half, with the shoes closer to 6'4. But also, you know, the frame as far as his weight, he's about 180. So just think of him that way. I mean, he's not the biggest point guard in the world. They're gambling on him being a maestro with the ball in his hands. And I think it's a fun gamble to make, because he was very exciting when he had the ball. At the same time, there are deficiencies because of his size that he's not a great defender. He had issues on defense in college, but he's also still very young. He can kind of build into his frame a little bit. I'm not sure how much weight you could really put on with a 6'3 frame, but at the same time, I mean, he's 18 years old. He turns 19 in October, right before the start of the season. So there's definitely some time there too.
Love the figure that stands out here, Charlie, is the fact that he made 180 free throws as
yes.
a freshman. That was tied for 11th in the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. And he ranked second in the SEC in free throws made on 183 and attempted. The guy, once again, very ball dominant. He had the ball in his hands a lot. He's making things happen. He's drawing fouls. He's putting pressure on the defense. And that's exactly what you want to see with a point guard.
Looking at the draft currently, where are we here with the selection?
We're on number 10. The pick that Houston received in the Kevin Durant trade. So Houston, it was part of the Kevin Durant trade with Phoenix. So Phoenix is actually going to be getting this pick because Houston sent them Dylan Brooks, they sent them Jalen Green, and they sent them pick 10 in a big trade that sent Kevin Durant to the Rockets. So this pick will ultimately be going to Phoenix. So it's been a pick that's been traded all around the board. But Phoenix is ultimately going to be getting the selection.
After the Houston Rockets make this pick, it'll be the Portland Trail Blazers, then followed by the Chicago Bulls, Atlanta Hawks, and then back on the clock at 14 will be those San Antonio Spurs. Man, oh man, the rich get richer, as we've talked about.
And there's a big that's been falling down this draft.
Yeah.
There's actually been a couple of them. You know, for one with Kamen Malawach, who we had talked about as a potential fit for the Pelicans at 7. Also, someone that, you know, maybe people were a little bit divisive on with Derek Queen. And him at the next level, we talked about him earlier on the show as well, Steve, that he's starting to fall down a little bit in the lottery. And it just feels like, of course, the Spurs are going to get one of those two big men at pick 14, right? Unless they get sniped just a couple picks ahead of them.
Looking at the draft so far, it's been Cooper Flagg going 1 overall. After that, Dylan Harper to the San Antonio Spurs, VJ Edgecombe. Philadelphia 76ers selected him 3rd overall. The Charlotte Hornets getting Con Canupel. Ace Bailey, number 5 overall. The Utah Jazz. The Washington Wizards end up with
Trey Johnson.
Sorry, I was refreshing there. The Pelicans with the 7th overall selection with Fear as a point guard. Definitely interested to see how he's going to end up fitting in with this Pelican squad now. Igor Demin, Brooklyn Nets, taking him with the 8th overall selection. And then we just saw Colin Murray-Boyles, the power forward from the SEC, South Carolina, going to the Toronto Raptors, joining forces over there with Brandon Ingram. We'll see how that turns out.
Yegor Demin is still the first one that I'm just like, whoa. Like, from BYU, because this is a kid, once again, he's like 6'8", 6'9", and he's a point guard. He's gigantic. I know that they had comped him to, like, Josh Giddey, because the issue with him, similar to Fierce, is that he has issues shooting. He takes some bad shots. He'll take some really contested shots, and he kind of breaks them. But apparently Brooklyn sees something there, and Brooklyn's on kind of the long-term plan. Obviously, they have those 5 first-round picks. We'll see if they use all 5 of them. But at this point, you know, they're looking towards the future, similar with the Pels with their pick of Jeremiah Fears.
We are getting some breaking trade news from Shams Charney of ESPN saying that the Charlotte Hornets are trading center Mark Williams to the Phoenix Suns for the 29th pick and a 2029 first-rounder.
The Charlotte Hornets trading center Mark Williams to the Suns for pick 29 tonight and a 2029 first-round pick. So the Hornets getting back into the first round at the very, very end of the evening. We only have the 30 picks of the first round and then a 2029 first-round pick as well.
Yeah,
Mark Williams. Mark Williams is a really fascinating NBA player, Steve. He's someone that has had injury issues throughout his young career, but he's still a very talented big, especially on the offensive side of the game. As far as defense goes, he's got a lot of work to do, but he's still very young as well. So a gamble by Phoenix there, but it's definitely fascinating.
So that is the latest. We just went through the draft rundown. Now we're waiting currently for the Houston Rockets to make the pick. After that, it'll be the Portland Trailblazers, followed by the Chicago Bulls. Right now, we'll take a break. Come back with more of our NBA draft coverage here on WWL. Stay tuned after the break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pelicans pick is in at number 7. Jeremiah Fears, the Oklahoma point guard, joining the squad. And after that, it was the Brooklyn Nets getting Igor Demin with the 8th overall selection, followed by Colin Murray-Boyles going to the Toronto Raptors. And, Charlie, unfortunately, the Houston Rockets selecting Kamen Malouche, the guy we've been talking a lot about, but it'll end up going to the Phoenix Suns,
right, in a proposed trade with the Kevin Durant situation. Cedric Coward, a similar story here. He goes to the Portland Trailblazers with the 11th overall pick, but that pick is apparently being traded to the Memphis Grizzlies via a report by Shams Charania from ESPN.
Charlie, now we're going to be joined by Aaron Summers, Pelicans TV host and reporter. Aaron, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
I've been doing great. I'm over here at Sidecar. We're having a Pelicans draft watch party. There's a ton of people out having a good time. People are excited about the new era here for the Pelicans.
Yeah, we've been talking about a lot about that. Not new faces, new regime, also leading the way with Joe Dumars. Just your initial reactions to the pick of the Oklahoma point guard, Jeremiah Fears, joining the Nest.
I think it's really interesting. I think a lot of people thought with the rumored trade with Jordan Poole, you kind of had a point guard coming in, but obviously, that hasn't been confirmed. We don't know what's going to happen there. So going and getting a point guard in Jeremiah Fears, especially somebody who is so adept at getting to the rim, he's really good at setting up his teammates. It's a really good game inside. He shot 43% last year, although outside he shot 28%. So that isn't a really big part of his game, but he is very good at setting up his teammates, getting to the rim, and then getting to the free throw line. He shot 85% from the line last season. He's young, but as he continued to play throughout the year, he became a starter, started the last 30 games of the season, and then continued to improve all of his statistics in every category, whether it was points, assists, or rebounds as the game went on. So I think he's somebody who's still improving, and I think he has a lot of upside. I think he's going to be a fun person to watch. It's just his handles, the way he moves on the floor, and his ability to get inside.
You know, Aaron, talking about Jeremiah Fears, the word that kept coming up throughout the pre-draft process was the word dynamic. And just with the ball in his hands, he could just create. And you talked about the free throws that he made. He's obviously put in a lot of pressure on the opposing defenses throughout his time in Oklahoma and his freshman campaign. Just want to get your thoughts on, you know, maybe being a ball-dominant player, but being the point guard and being the maestro of an offense.
I think that's a huge thing that the Pelicans need going into this season, because you have DeJounte Murray, who we brought in last year to be the floor general, and now with the Achilles tear that he had towards the end of the season, looks like he's going to be out until probably all-star break of next year. You need somebody that's going to be able to come in and facilitate. And the way he moves on the floor, I mean, his footwork is phenomenal. I think that it's going to be a really good component alongside people like Trey Murphy, who can get the ball from outside, or even getting in, coming back out with Z, playing off of him. You you don't know if he's going to start, per se, to start the season. But I think that there is a lot of room for him to mesh with this team in the way that he, I mean, primarily looks to set up the people around him.
Aaron, now we've seen the team add a guard to the roster. Coming up with that pick at number 23, is there a position you've got your eye on?
Oh, I think that maybe you need another wing. We have, obviously, a couple centers that are working, obviously trading away potentially Kelly Olynyk with the trade with C.J. McCollum. It's interesting because how many young centers do you want to have? So maybe they go that route. I think it's one of those picks where you see how the board falls and you go with who you rated the highest. And at that point, you hope it's somebody that can come in and contribute. Because you look at last season with Eve Macy, selected 21 overall. You thought he was a developmental player. And he came in, started the second game of the season. And yes, due to some injuries, but he changed the way the Pelicans played. Going into last season, they thought they were going to play a lot of small ball. But you have Eve Macy, who's shown his growth so quickly that you wanted to find a way for him to play. And they started playing a lot of a big man, too big. And that was not what the Pelicans thought they were going to do going into the season. So you never know. Like 21, 22, 23, like it is kind of a toss-up as far as how the board falls. But you can find somebody that has a lot of potential and can be a game-changer for you going forward.
It's a pretty wide range of opinions on fears in the pre-draft process from folks that cover the draft. Mm-hmm. The people that like him, like the dynamic ball skills, you know, being able to control an offense and be a maestro in that sense of the word. But also the detractors talk about the defense, the size, the smaller kind of guard. Just want to get your thoughts on that side.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because when Joe Dumars came in, he really put a big emphasis on defense and playing tough. And if you look at Spears, he obviously is not afraid of contact. He drives extremely hard to the rim. That's how he gets to the free throw line. But you hope that there is going to be that improvement on the defensive side because that's not his strength. It's something that is very hard for rookies coming into the NBA to learn that side of things. And when you look at head coach Willie Green, he is adamant about you being able to defend before really giving you a lot of playing time. That's why we've seen players like Jordan Hawkins, Trey Murphy, spending a lot of time in the G League before they got minutes, consistent minutes for the Pelicans. So definitely an area that he's going to have to attack. And hopefully it's something that comes along around quickly. Again, he's a young player. He showed a lot of improvement over his last season. So hopefully there is that upside and that growth on the defensive side quickly for the Pelicans.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us and enjoy the rest of that Pels draft party. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, definitely. It's a little hot out here, guys. So I hope you are a little more comfortable in there and looking forward to hearing from Spears. You know, the guys will be in town this weekend. So it's a fun time.
Appreciate you, Aaron. Thanks so much. Pelicans TV studio host and reporter Aaron Summers joining us there. And Charlie, you got a little bit of breaking news going on right now for this Pelicans draft.
Yeah, via ESPN's Shams Charania, the Atlanta Hawks are trading the number 13 pick in the draft to the Pelicans with the number 23 pick and an unprotected 2026 first round pick, the most favorable of New Orleans and Milwaukee, Steve.
Well, we're going to go right to our NBA hotline. Well, guess who is on the line? The newest Pelican, Jeremiah Fears, joining us here on WWL Radio. How's it going, Jeremiah?
It's going great. Super excited.
What was it like, you know, getting that call from the Pelicans, end up going 7th overall, and now you're going to be making your way down to New Orleans joining the Bird's Nest?
Man, it was super dope. It's one of those things that you'll never forget in your life. So just enjoying the moment, embracing the moment, and I'm ready to get to work.
Jeremiah, talk a little bit about your pre-draft process. The Pelicans have a brand-new front office with first-year head executive Joe Dumars, new GM Troy Weaver. Just talk about your discussions with them in the pre-draft process.
Man, it was great. They were kind of just talking about how they see basically me fitting in with the team, and there's going to be some opportunity for me to come in and kind of prove myself and show everybody what I'm capable of.
When you break down your own skill set, what do you feel are your strengths coming into this squad?
Really just my star power, being somebody that can somebody that can affect the game in all aspects of the game. So just continuing to bring that with me and continuing to sharpen my tools.
You know, the offensive side of the game, and Jeremiah, the one word that kept coming up from folks that cover the draft and, you know, the entire process was the word dynamic when talking about your offensive game. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, your strengths as an offensive player because, you know, the free throws are there, the shot making is there, the clutching is there, the ball handling is there, the dribbles, I mean, everything is there for you, the aggressiveness, driving to the rim as well. Just talk a little bit about your offensive game.
Yeah, my offensive game is just is very unique. Something you don't see nowadays. Somebody that can pass. Somebody that's not afraid of a moment. Somebody that's played with tons of confidence, and somebody that's going to make the right play 90% of the time, and somebody that's going to get his team involved and also score the ball.
Jeremiah, how familiar are you with this Pelicans roster? I know, obviously, you got to know about Zion Williamson. What's it going to be like teaming up with him?
Man, it's going to be super dope. It's going to be super dope, and I know Zion is going to bring a lot to the table. Just somebody that's going to be a lob threat, and I can get him involved and get my guy like Jordan Poole involved and Antonio Reeves and Keon Brooks and guys like that. We got a great roster right now, and we're just continuing to build.
Jeremiah, 17.1 points, 4.1 assists, 1.6 steals, 4.1 rebounds per game in your only year at Oklahoma. Ended up being an all-SEC freshman team. I just want to get your thoughts on your first year in college and how it kind of prepared you for the NBA.
Man, it was super dope. It kind of helped me a lot just from the aspect of having a coach that believes in you and having a coach that's going to put the ball in your hands and kind of let you make the mistakes and be the leader on the floor. And I think that kind of went a long way for me as far as experience wise, and I'm super dope, and hopefully it's the same situation here. I'm going to come in, work my tail off, gain my teammate trust, and lead my team to wins, and we're going to take a step in the right direction.
All right, well, it's not all ball for you, Jeremiah. What are some things you like to do away from basketball?
Man, I like to sleep a little bit, listen to music, play the game.
That's very, very relatable, Jeremiah. The last thing I wanted to ask you, the quote from your high school coach, Pete Caffey, from coach at Arizona Compass Prep back in Chandler, Arizona, quote, Jeremiah was born to be special. He was born to have an NBA jersey. He was born to be one of those guys that people talk about, and he does all the right stuff. He's not going to stop building until he's an all-star in the league. Talk about your ceiling at the NBA level, Jeremiah, because I think that's what made you so salivating as a prospect.
Yep. There's definitely more to come. Like I said, keep sharpening my tools. Just keep doing the right stuff, listening to my teammates, asking my teammates for advice, and just continuing to trust my work as well. I think that'll take me a long way, continue to watch the vets, special players like Kyrie, Curry, Anthony Edwards, guys like that, and just continue to build my game and keep elevating my game year by year.
Jeremiah Fears, the newest Pelican, joining us here on WWL Radio. Thanks so much for the time, man, and best of luck to you. Look forward to seeing you in the Smoothie King Center.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
Oklahoma point guard Jeremiah Fears joining us here, and I'd like to say that's really dope.
That's fantastic, man. He's definitely an exciting kid and really looking forward to it. And, Steve, we had the breaking news, as we had mentioned earlier. You know, the Pelicans
going into
trading.
Our interview, right?
Yeah, no, it was definitely exciting. The Pelicans trading to the number 13 overall pick and acquiring Derek Queen, the forward from Maryland.
What we're going to do here is take a break here on WWL. When we come back, we'll get into more of the NBA draft. So stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, but Joe Dumars era off to a super dope start here. The Atlanta Hawks now trading number pick 13 in the draft to New Orleans Pelicans for pick number 23 and an unprotected 2026 first rounder. And the pick is in, which is Derek Queen, Chalelong.
Yeah, the big man out of Baltimore, Maryland. He went to the University of Maryland with the Terrapins this past year. We talked a little bit about him in the pre-draft process. One of the more talented offensive bigs in this draft. So definitely very, very exciting. Real quick, Steve, I want to mention this as well. Legion Hoops had a really funny tweet earlier that the Mavericks, who made the number one overall pick with Cooper Flagg earlier, they were holding a draft party at their arena, the American Airlines Center, and they still are doing the Fire Nico chant. So Nico Harrison still with no fans after the Luka Doncic trade a couple months back.
It's amazing when things happen too, Charlie. It's all fast and furious. We were just talking to Aaron Summers. All of a sudden, we got Jeremiah on the line, and boom, before we get into the Jeremiah interview, we got the news from Sam Sharnia about the trade.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely a role, but it's, you know, a lot of fun. You know, Joe Dumars, you can say what you want about him at the start of his tenure with New Orleans, but he's definitely not afraid to make moves.
Looking at this pick of Derek Queen, the Maryland forward slash center, was a freshman last season. 6'9", 248 pounds. I like the fact, too, it's not a lanky guy that you got to worry about putting weight on.
No,
here.
No, absolutely not. And that's like a 4-5, right? You can play him at the 4, you can play him at the 5. A little bit of versatility there as a big man. Very offensively advanced. And you saw a little bit of that, especially in Maryland's postseason run into the NCAA tournament. Part of the Crab 5, which we talked with Coach Boog Sadler from Nichols about him. Coach Boog was connected with the Maryland program. And a lot of the buzz in the pre-draft process was Troy Weaver, the new GM for the Pelicans, his connection with the Maryland area, the, you know, D.C. area, and his connection with the Maryland program with Derek Queen as well. So you can kind of tie the strings together a little bit here, Steve.
Looking at some of the other draft picks, we were talking about Cedric Coward going 11th overall to the Portland Trail Blazers. Noah Senge going to the Chicago Bulls 12th overall. It was Derek Queen picked at 13th. Carter Bryant going to the San Antonio Spurs with the 14th selection, the forward out of Arizona. And now the champs, the OKC Thunder, are on the clock right now. Curious to see where they end up adding to their stacked roster.
Yeah, so much for OKC trying to trade up. There was all that buzz that, you know, they have 2 first-round picks and they have 14 players signed under contract. So they were trying to move up in the draft, so they only needed to take 1 first-round pick. But they obviously weren't able to find a deal there, so they'll be selecting at pick 15. The lottery is now over, Steve. We're at 8:47 p.m. tonight, and the first 14 selections are finally done.
Did you expect the Pels to move up from 23? I know we heard a lot of rumblings about it, but now to see it in fruition, really impressive stuff.
There were some rumors that they were either going to trade up early on or trade up later with the pick 23 that they got from the Indiana Pacers, and that's what we're hearing right now. It's reported. We'll see what happens and if it gets finalized, but that is the move, moving up from 23 all the way up to 13 to make sure that they can select Derek Queen, one of the most talented offensive forwards in this class.
I'll tell you what makes me smile, too. You look at our draft card that the Pels handed out here, too. Look at some of the personal stuff.
Yeah.
Maryland teammates called him Baby Jokic.
He is, once again, a very, very impressive offensive forward.
Force
at the big man spot. And, you know, CBS Sports has a really interesting comp for him. Alperen Şengün, the big man from the Houston Rockets. Think of what you see from Şengün, who was an all-star this past year with Houston, who was the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. You know, I've heard different comps. The kind of the low-end comp for him, someone like Greg Monroe, right, you know, who had a nice NBA career in his own right, whereas the high-end comps, that's where he really starts elevating, like the Şengüns, like the Boogie Cousins, like, you know, Domantas Sabonis, just really offensively minded big men. And so it's kind of interesting that Joe Dumars, early in this draft, he's going with 2 offensive minded players, Jeremiah Fears, the point guard, and then Derek Queen, the big man, kind of forward center slash more of a 4 than a 5, but he could also play the 5.
Also, just seeing him be aggressive, too, with that, being willing to trade and not afraid to pull the trigger. We've seen 3 trades already.
Targeting the players that you want and going out and getting them.
Go and get them.
Yeah, exactly. And there was the talks that maybe Fierce could have gone earlier in round 1. Then he went at 7. He was there at 7. They felt comfortable at 7, and they took him at 7. And then a little bit later down, as Derek Queen continued to fall down the board, you know, Steve, we had mentioned this earlier that San Antonio would have probably been targeting a big. They could have very easily taken someone like Derek Queen at pick 14. The Pelicans targeted, you know, Queen. They wanted him. They moved up to 13 to go get him. They leapfrogged, you know, the Spurs at pick 14. So it's all part of the process.
So the Pels get a guard in Jeremiah Fears, pick number 13. And then they trade up in the draft, getting Derek Queen with the 13th overall selection, the center out of Maryland. Looking at some of his strengths, ultra-skilled player, has size, nimble feet, soft hands, allowing him to operate in tight spaces and catch everything. Gifted with grace, not the most athletic big, but his graceful ball handler for his size and position, who can make advanced passing reads and be a playmaker, a dynamic scorer, has an old-school post-game that allows him to finish at a high level around the basket, and the ability to finish with both hands, and most of all, the high-level IQ.
Showed a little bit of an extended offensive game as well. I remember we were talking with Andrew Lopez about that in the pre-draft process. You know, Steve, the quote from Kevin Willard, who was the head coach at Maryland, now the head coach at Villanova, I love this. Quote, it's like having a 6'11 point guard. We can run ISO, we can post, we can run offense through him. He knows every play from every possession. Tell me the last 6'11 guy in college who could do that. Man, yeah, I mean, you just talking about the talent and the offensive talent from someone like Derek Queen, it's definitely exciting.
Yeah, seeing here his former head coach at Villanova, who was, well, head coach at Villanova, who was Queen's coach as a freshman at Maryland, and Kevin Willard said that I like having a 6'11 point guard.
Yeah. You have a 6'11 point guard, and now you have the 6'3 point guard. So very offensively skilled players that the Pelicans have scooped up in the first 13 picks of this draft.
The draft rolling on here, as you mentioned, we are out of the lottery now and have the OKC Thunder still on the clock waiting to see what their pick ends up being.
Yeah, once again, it's a little bit surprising that they weren't able to find a trade-up partner. I mean, I guess nobody wants to trade with the champs. You know, the Thunder are there for a reason. You don't want to give them another top 10 pick to that loaded roster that they already have.
After OKC, then it's going to be the Memphis Grizzlies, Minnesota Timberwolves, Washington Wizards, and then the Brooklyn Nets, who I thought, man, would be wheeling and dealing by now.
You know, it is kind of interesting. Maybe they plan on using all five of those first-round picks. And then you just have a flush of rookie talent, and they're just going to play the young guys right off the bat. That's a roster that needs a lot of help. So maybe they do that. But I don't – you know, once again, Steve, I would have to research it. I don't know if there's ever been an occasion where a team has made five first-round picks in one draft.
It's pretty hard to imagine.
That's a sixth of the first round. There's only 30 picks, and one team owns five, and they're going to use all five. That's going to be kind of hard to believe, but I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
Going to take a break here on our NBA draft coverage as round one rolls on. We'll be definitely gearing up for tomorrow's round two, where the Pelicans still own that second round pick. They didn't put that in the trade to move up.
Yeah, the 40th overall pick in the draft, which will be selection number 10 tomorrow night.
That'll come fast.
Yeah, no, tomorrow's selection's like, whereas today it's 5 minutes between picks, it's going to be 2 minutes between picks in the second round.
Also fast, our break, we're going to take one right now, be back with more as we close out our draft coverage here on WWL right after this, so stay tuned right after the break. Welcome back into WWL's draft coverage. We've seen the Pelicans taking two selections today, moved up from their 23rd to 13, and end up with Derek Queen, the center out of Maryland, trading with the Atlanta Hawks. Also at pick number 7, getting the point guard out of Oklahoma, Jeremiah Fears. Some of the recent picks that we've missed in the draft so far. After Carter Bryant was selected by the San Antonio Spurs, 14th overall, those OKC Thunder, the champs, finally made their pick with number 15, landing Thomas Sorber, the center out of Georgetown. Now the Memphis Grizzlies on the clock. Actually, the pick is in over there, so Minnesota T-Wolves will shortly be on the clock.
Yeah, and one thing that a lot of people had kind of talked about in the lead-up to this draft was the amount of freshmen that were going to go. And so far, Flagg, Harper, Edgecombe, Knipple, Bailey, Johnson, Fears, all of the top 7 picks. I got to double-check if Yegor Demon was a freshman or not. Kamen Malawach at 10 was a freshman. You know, Derek Queen was a freshman, the big that the Hawks picked, and it's the proposed trade to the Pelicans for pick 23 and then a future first-round pick as well. A lot of freshman talent in this draft class and a lot of, you know, kind of looking towards the future and kind of getting building blocks. And hopefully the Pelicans found two here with Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen.
We talked about it. You got to at least appreciate the aggressiveness that Joe Dumars has coming in year one, not standing on his sitting on his hands, going right after what he and this team have targeted and are going after.
And I mean, listen, there's also something to be said about not holding any punches, right? Yeah. If you have cards that you want to play and you want to be aggressive early on in your tenure and building this team in his image, which is what you want to see Joe Dumars do, you want to see him, you know, get the players that will fit his culture that he's trying to build with the New Orleans Pelicans. Yeah, I mean, why not get aggressive? I know that people will criticize, you know, potentially moving on from a future first-round pick to move up 10 spots in the draft.
The unprotected part hurts, too.
Yes, but this is a Derek Queen that, as we mentioned, has connections to Troy Weaver, specifically the new GM. It's someone that, obviously, Dumars liked as well and felt comfortable with making that type of a deal to move up 10 spots in the draft and go get him.
Charlie, coming up right after us at 9 o'clock, Tiger fans, where LSU hosted a national championship celebration for the Tigers. That was tonight at 8 o'clock in Alec Box Stadium. We'll bring you the complete replay of that celebration featuring Coach Jay Johnson and the LSU players right after our Pelican special this evening at 9 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And tomorrow on Sports Talk, Coach Jay will be joining us, man.
Yeah, and then we'll do some more breakdown of the first round of the draft, kind of preview of the second round and what the Pelicans could be looking at with pick 40, depending on what happens once the first 30 selections are all done, and we'll see who's left.
Once again, the Pelicans round one of the NBA draft, landing Jeremiah Fears with the 7th overall pick, Oklahoma guard, then traded up to get pick number 13. They get their big man, center Derek Queen. Thanks so much for joining us. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller, and also Coleman at the studio for keeping us all in line this evening. Appreciate you. Like I said, tune in tomorrow night. Sports talk also.
Shout out Luke Augusta.
Luke Augusta, whose birthday was yesterday as well. Sorry, Luke.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Coming back with more sports talk tomorrow, folks. Right now, though, stay tuned for the celebration, Alec Box Stadium, right here on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.